redirection test. What is happening?
So at 1:20 a.m. Eastern, we are going to launch a rocket that is going to travel 7 million miles to an asteroid, crash into it, and change its direction through space a little bit.
That sounds like a big accomplishment in one short sentence. What's the planning that goes into this, and what's the technology, and how do you know it's going to hit it?
Yeah, so, you know, stuff like this takes years to plan. What's really exciting about this mission is it had a lot of new technologies to accomplish this. And I want you to picture driving your car down the road at 15,000 miles per hour and then pulling into a parking spot without ever slowing down. That's what this mission is going to do. And it's going to be, the spacecraft is the size of a large vending machine. It weighs about 1,200 pounds. And it's going to crash into a small asteroid. This asteroid is only about 500 feet across. And it turns out that it's orbiting another asteroid. And what we're going to do is change the orbit of it. And we're going to see that from Earth with telescopes to figure out if this impactor technique is a good thing for us to use to protect the Earth from other asteroids that might be coming down the road.
So this is sort of like a preventative test to see if what you're thinking could happen will work.
Yeah, right now there's we're not tracking any asteroids that we think are a threat to the Earth. But if we did identify one, we want to have a way to defend the planet. And this is what we call a kinetic test. You know, there are other ideas to say nuclear weapons and things like that. But we don't actually have to nudge an asteroid that much. I mean, they're coming at, you know, they're moving at many thousands of miles an hour, and they're millions of miles away. So again, if you think of driving in your car, right? If you're on the highway doing 60 miles an hour and you just turn the wheel a little bit, boom, you can be going off the road. Same thing with an asteroid. Just give it a little nudge when it's far away, and now it misses the Earth by millions of miles.
What is this large-size vending machine made out of that it'll be able to do this?
A whole bunch of amazing parts. It's got a fancy new electrical propulsion system. It's got a camera. It's actually got onboard processing, because when this thing gets to the asteroid, it's going to be moving a mile a second. And this asteroid is going to very quickly go from being a small pinpoint of light in space to all of a sudden being there. And it's got to guide itself in. It's not going to have a controller on the ground. It's also got these solar arrays on the side that are over 30 feet long. That's also some new technology we're testing.
Is there any kind of, you know, history or precedence with a project similar to this one, or is this kind of brand new uncharted territory for you guys?
This is brand new uncharted territory, but NASA actually runs the Planetary Defense Coordination Office for the federal government, works with other agencies like Department of Defense to track hazards that are out there and to develop mitigation strategies like this. And again, there's no immediate threat. You know, we track asteroids all the time. And there's not one that we're really worried about. But just keep in mind, asteroids are hitting the Earth all the time. Typically, though, they're smaller than about 150 feet, which is our atmosphere can protect us pretty well from those. So we don't have to worry about those. But they are hitting all the time, so we are ever vigilant.
Are there any unintended consequences that could come out of this, in a sense?
So safety was integral to all of this planning. We picked an asteroid that never gets closer than about 4 million miles to the Earth, so there's no chance that we're going to change its orbit. But also, too, this is actually a twin asteroid, right? There's one body in the middle, and then this smaller one, Dimorphos, goes around it. And all we're doing is changing that orbit of Dimorphos. We're not going to change much of the whole motion of this system.
We're talking this morning with Tom Wagner, NASA program scientist, about their DART, the double asteroid redirection test. How were these asteroids selected out of everything in the skies? Why those, and how did that come about? Do you know?
Yeah. So one, you know, you got to pick one that you can see so you can target it, but you want to pick one that's far away and in an orbit that stays away from the Earth, because we don't want to cause this thing to change its motion and suddenly wind up in an Earth-crossing path. The other one, though, is that you got to pick something you can measure from the Earth. And so if you just change the path of an asteroid a tiny bit, it's hard for us to see that with telescopes. But because we've got this system, Didymos and Dimorphos, Didymos is the big asteroid in the middle. Dimorphos is the small one that orbits it. With telescopes, we can actually watch how long it takes Dimorphos to go around Didymos. And what we're hoping to do is to change that orbit by about 10 minutes through this impact. And we're going to be able to see that with telescopes from Earth.
How long is this process going to take then?
So it's going to take about 11 months to get there. And on about October 1st of next year is when the impact should happen. And one of the other things, and again, I want you to put yourself in the place. You're there in this spacecraft, right? Just a great big vending machine flying there. We're going to be getting images about 1 per second. And all of a sudden, this asteroid is going to go from a pinpoint of light to getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, boom, the screen is going to go dark when we impact. But we're also taking a little CubeSat along that we're going to eject earlier that's going to take pictures of the impact. And that's a joint project with the Italian Space Agency. So we're going to see the spacecraft fly in. And what do we want to know? We want to know how much energy gets transferred into this asteroid to change its orbit. If a whole bunch of stuff gets knocked off and flies away, that's going to put a very different amount of energy in that if it just impacts it and everything stays solid. So those are the kinds of things that we're trying to understand to help us plan for this in the future.
Where is these are these asteroids located, I guess, in a sense, within our solar system? Or where would we see this? And what's nearby that we would be familiar with? If I want to give a landmark, sort of.
Yeah, so these asteroids are orbiting the sun. They are in a more elliptical orbit than the Earth. So, you know, the Earth, sometimes they are a little closer to the sun than the Earth, and sometimes they are about 2.5 times as far. The moon is only about 240,000 miles from the Earth. These asteroids, when they get the closest to Earth, are more like 4 million miles away, and they can be much further when they're at their furthest point away. So, you know, that's why I say safety was paramount in designing this test. We're going to barely change the orbit of these things around the sun, but what we're going to do is change this little moonlet's orbit around its central body.
Is there anything in that its path over that 11 months that would be coming into its path? There's just like some sort of clear lane that's going to be there for us.
Yeah, you know, sometimes when you watch science fiction, which I love to do, you know, you picture space as being cluttered, right? But the distances in space are vast. You know, even out in the asteroid belt, right? You know, you're generally talking like hundreds of thousands to millions of miles between objects. Like, so far, you can't even really see them. And so in this case, there's nothing between us and this asteroid, and we're going to fly straight there on a trajectory and crash right into it, we hope.
Wow. Is this the most exciting thing you've been involved with NASA? I mean, through over your time, obviously there's a lot of stuff you've done, but where does this rank kind of in what you've been doing?
You know, we're really living in the golden era of space exploration. You know, just earlier this year, we had Perseverance touch down on Mars. We had a Wright Brothers moment. We had the first powered flight on another planet with the Ingenuity helicopter. We're launching the James Webb Space Telescope later this year, which is going to look back to the earliest formation of our universe. There's just so many exciting firsts coming. You know, one of the things I try to tell people to do is a mission like this you can follow on social media at the hashtag DART mission. But you can also go to NASA.gov, go to NASA.gov/DART, and you can see all the latest and greatest there.
That is great. Again, Tom Wagner joining us, NASA program scientist, all about DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Which came first, the name or the anagram on that?
That's a good question. And the double is also interesting because, A, this is a double asteroid system, but we're also doing two tests. We're testing new technologies, and we're testing this impactor method to see how well it works.
That is great. Well, we look forward to following this as well. And again, when does it all begin?
1:20 a.m. Eastern tonight is the launch. So, and if you go to NASA.gov/live, you can watch the launch right there. And then in about 11 months will be the impact around October 1st of next year.
Sounds great. Tom, we appreciate your time this morning getting the word out, and we look forward to other things that NASA is involved with in the future. Appreciate your time.
Yes. Hey, thanks for having me.